Hey, Artavius.
Hello.
Hey. All right, so on those calls that we listened to, there was a few things I wanted to go over quick. Let me go back to my emails. All right, so for the one, the guy, and you were explaining the trial and terms and everything like that, and the guy said, "All right, well, I'm just gonna go back to my bank and, file fraud charges or whatever, whatever." So that's a threat. Now on the account, it wasn't notated that a threat was made or anything like that, and then, threat protocol wasn't started either. So any time that they make a threat, you got to start threat protocol unless, the account is in chargeback. Then, there's nothing that we can do. They're just out of luck. They need to go talk to their bank or their credit card company or somebody other than us, right? And then there was the last one that we listened to, where for some reason you just kept re-recording the same voicemail, for almost 4 minutes. Was there, was there a reason that you kept re-recording it?
No, because a lot of times, like, it'll start messing up during. When the time I'm saying it, he just start messing up, so I go back and listen to it, make sure everything is correct before I send it. But see, the first time, it usually like after I press the mute button, it'll let me know how to send it or press one. It never did. That's why I thought a customer picked up the phone and was like, "Customer, are you there?" So I knew I had to redo it because I didn't want to send that where it was gonna be saying, "Customer, are you there?" at the end of the voice message. So I had to redo it, and the second time that I did redo it, I didn't know what had went on while I had stopped him with pressing one to hear me say nothing. I didn't know what had went on. Then I didn't know he had started.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right, and then there was the lady talking about, the watch that her husband ordered and all that. Now with those, there's not really, as if they're out of trial, there's not really any, saves or product knowledge that they can get, right? But there's also no future charges, so there's nothing to cancel, right? Because they only get billed the shipping and then the end of trial, and then that's it. So there's no there's no future charges that they could even get that you would even cancel them for. And so I would just keep that in mind. Let me see. Yeah, and then anytime also in that same call, the lady said that her bank had called her about fraud charges. It's kind of, yeah, that's definitely a threat. If they say, "Oh, my bank called me and told me about this," or they called me about fraud, or they whatever, whatever, whatever. I would always say, "Well, had you filed the dispute already?" They say no. I say, "Well, what did they advise you to do?" They told me to cancel and get my money back, is usually what they say, right? And then you could go ahead and start threat protocol. But if they say they disputed it, well, gotta call back with the bank. Yeah, so I would just, be careful with that. And then there was, let me see. And then there's the guy that was calling in, that he didn't want the warranty, and he had also told him for whatever reason that that $5.95 would be the only thing that he would pay. When that's just the first charge that they're going to get. They're in fact going to get the end of trial charge, if they don't cancel. But he just wanted to cancel the warranty. And there's not really like much you can say about a warranty, because the warranty is, a warranty. You can say, it's a, a lifetime warranty that covers, any and everything that might happen to the watch. But when, when they're in trial, there's, you still got to offer product knowledge and saves and, hey, this, fitness watch or whatever is, good if you, like to stay in shape and count your steps, even has a heart tracking or blood pressure monitoring system or something like that, you could say. Then you got to do the three saves. So you didn't give any product knowledge on there. You didn't offer any saves. And then you told them that, the only charge that he would get is that $5.95.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. All right. So as far as all that goes, do you have any questions about anything?
Well, I do, because I need to know my login. And from, like, once sometimes, like, when my computer shut down, I had to reboot it back up. It makes me re-login everything. And I didn't have to re-login in a while, so I done forgot the information to my login.
Which login?
Like, recently, I had to answer for a customer and was struggling trying to log in, wasting time assisting to commit their account.
Right, but I'm saying, like, which logins don't you have? Is it, like, the Connective, or is it the Limelight ones, or what?
I don't have Limelight. I have Quality. The Connectives pop up. The Koalas, they pop up by themselves, so I don't need those. But I don't have no Limelight or the JB. Like, this JB one had just popped up. I never even got my password to that one. Showed me it was the sticky IO.
Yeah, I mean, all those should.
That password.
Yeah, I mean, they all should be the same. The first initial, last name at ASK, and then password would be a capital A, last name at 123. That should be for, any of your, the CRM passwords.
And that information I put in, I think it's the capitalization. I think it's the capital A in the username. Is it the capital letter A in the password too?
Yeah. So for the password, it'd be capital A night at 123.
And the username was A night at ASK.
Yeah, lowercase.
Lowercase A night.
Yep.
And that'll be all.
Yeah, I mean, that should be it. That'd be for any of those sticky IOs. That'd be the same old password for all of them.
Oh no, I probably think I remember pressing resign and must have reset it.
I mean, if it did ask you to, like, reset your password or something, you can always, message in the group, for whatever lead has teams to just go ahead and reset your password back to, the normal one. So that way, all your passwords will be the same. All right. Looking over everything, there's been quite a few of the same or similar, errors that have been going on. So the last coaching that we had was, I believe it was a written warning for the same. For the same issues. Okay. As far as the next step would go, it would be a 2-day suspension, and then it would also require that after the 2 days that you come and work back in-house, so you'd lose the at-home privileges and you'd have to work back in-house. But what I'm willing to do is just to try to give you another chance, basically, just on good faith that we've gone over these issues. So always make sure you do the three saves. You got to get three no's. Do the product knowledge, for each and every item. And then stay away from just going back and listening and re-recording voicemails over and over and over like that. I get why
Yes,
you were
sir.
doing it, sort of. But if they don't answer, just leave the voicemail and then boom, be done with it. Because doing otherwise makes it look like
Wasting time.
So it just makes it look like you're trying to avoid taking calls and all that. And let's see, and then always make sure, especially like when they make a threat, make sure to put it in your notes, bank threat made, or BBB threat made, or whatever threat is made, and then start threat protocol also. All right, so yeah, so what I'll do is I'm about to send you an email here in just a second. All you need to do is, let's see. All right, so you can either reply back with any questions, or just reply back to the email that you understand. It's just kind of basically, going over, what we talked about, and that, if these same or similar issues, keep occurring, then you would be suspended for 2 days, and then you'd have to come back working in-house every day. All right. Do you have any other questions or anything like that for me?
No, so I was just looking for that email and trying to figure out how to. Well, I see the email now.
You see it?
Is there anything I gotta check off on?
So just hit reply all, either with any questions, or if you don't have any questions, then just that you understand.
I understand. Well, I do want to thank you for that.
All right, no problem, no problem. Yeah, because I know it's definitely nice working at home. Not saying that I don't want to see you, but I know working at home is nice, it's convenient and easy, but it's also a privilege, and so I definitely don't want you
Yes,
to
sir.
lose that. So definitely just keep that in mind, that because it's not only that, but you're I know your QAs this last week were pretty decent, but let me
I was just going through those QAs and was seeing the hundreds.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, it looks like you've gotten hundreds there, but in some of the past weeks, you'd gotten some pretty rough scores. Let me see. Yeah, this last week you had gotten hundreds. Week before that it was a 75 average. Week before that was a 69. So getting less than straight hundreds on QAs, it's really gonna mess up that QA bonus, because as long as you're working that 40 hours a week, that's an extra $200 a month, just giving product knowledge and doing saves and stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
So it's definitely worth it, because shoot, I can pay my light bill with that $200. So I like just for me, I count on, that kind of stuff, to pay extra bills or, take myself out, buy myself some clothes. And I get, a lot of these customers, they don't want to hear it. They don't, they're upset, they're frustrated, they don't really care, whatever, whatever. But at the same time, I want that $200 a month, So they're,
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna, let them, hear my product knowledge and, sneak my saves in any way I can and, get them in there. So just keep that in mind, moving forward. And did you have any other questions or anything?
No, sir.
All right. Well, I will talk to you later and I hope that you have a good rest of your day.
All right, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.